KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
We're joined today by co-host of Focus on the Family, heard daily 7 a.m. As well as in your lunch hour at 12 o'clock, John Fuller. John, thanks again for coming back to ABQ and taking some time to chat.
It is my pleasure, Steve. I'm glad to join you.
Well, listen, you and I are both old enough to have adults in the midst of a conversation maybe turning to us and saying, what's a 45? What's a laser disc? Or you know, now this predates either of us, but what's a Victrola? You know, there's so many media sources, things that we've experienced or been aware of over the years. And when the newfangled toy comes, often the old one fades away. I mean, I can't think of the last time I saw an 8-track player in a car or in a home, unless someone was being very retro. And that brings to mind, John, a lot of the things we're seeing now, the ability to have podcasts and stream content. You know, another thing you and I both remember is appointment TV and radio.
Yes.
And people are really programming their own devices in a lot of ways. And I think with that, a lot of people have made the assumption that this is the death of radio. And before we jump into a lot of the content, Focus on the Family has done a great job of collecting information on the topic. But, you know, I think back to when USA Today began their newspapers. And you know, people said, well, that's the end of local newspaper. And the truth is, in the years since then, which is decades, it's faded quite a bit. But when it comes to radio, and, you know, we've had podcasts and the such, you know, on-demand content available probably already for decades, if not at least a decade. But the decline in radio in general, I think, is a lot lower than people realize. And when it comes to Christian radio, this is of particular interest, I know, to you and I. But Focus on the Family has found a lot of great information, including a new study from Pew Research, which, man, I'm going to keep going back to this. There's a lot of great content in it. That has really found somewhat the contrary. And I don't know how much before we jump into things like, you know, why Christian radio is so important, but you want to speak to the shocking statistics we're finding?
Yeah, the shocking statistic. Yeah, cars are still sold with radios, last I checked, and many people drive cars, and that has remained a very solid way for so many of us, myself included, to interact with Christian media. And so, the Pew Research study, collaborating with the National Religious Broadcasters, points out that about 6 in 10 Americans are accessing Christian media in some form or fashion, and that includes TV and podcasts and social media accounts and YouTube. And I mean, there's a lot there. 6 in 10 use Christian media every week, at least once a week. That's huge. And we know from our own work with Nielsen data, we estimate about 5 million people listen to Focus on the Family every week. And those two numbers give me great comfort that the medium is hardly dead. Now, the truth is that more and more, as you indicated, there's a fragmentation of kind of the channel access, how we consume Christian media. Back in the day, radio led the way because there was no TV, and then TV came along, and radio still kind of led the way because Christian TV generally had to have a subscription, and Christian radio typically free. So Christian radio has had a good long run. And certainly in the last 50 years, it's matured, it's continued to reach out and attract earballs, as I would call them. And I think part of that is because we offer truth. I mean, through your own lineup and through Christian music, there's a lot of commitment to truth. whether it's a long form sermon or a short form think about it, or it's a lyric in a song, as we use Christian media, we being those who are in the business, as we harness the power of Christian media to reach out, radio remains key, and overall, Christian media is attracting an audience that is searching for truth. Believers want to go deeper, and those who don't know anything about the Christian faith are curious because this whole subjective truth experiment that we've been on is not working so good. The my truth, your truth, it's all the same truth thing. I think people are tired of that, and as we follow the book, as we emulate the master, as we're winsome for Christ, people are going to want to know more. And Christian radio in particular is a beautiful way, a low-hanging fruit, a low barrier to entry for a lot of people. So I remain bullish on radio, not at the expense of all other channels, because we have to be everywhere. But radio for Focus on the Family remains the key driver for contacts, for engagement, for even donations.
Yeah, you bring up a lot of great points, John. One of the ones I want to touch on, I can't miss this one. You mentioned the growth of Christian radio in the last 50 years. KLYT, this station, signed on the air in September of 1976. Mm-hmm. So this year we'll be celebrating 50 years. Mostly music over those years, and arguably the first Christian rock, excuse me, the first full-time Christian rock station in the country, and was doing so until about 2023 when our programming switched to primarily Christian talk radio. But the other thing I want to touch on is you mentioned the truth that people are seeking. People are hungry for the truth. And I think that speaks to how Christian radio is still essential and still relevant to everyday life, especially when we're covering not only verse by verse Bible teaching programs, but programs like Focus on the Family that cover relevant issues to the current issues relevant to the family.
Yeah, and I affectionately call what we do as kind of a Christian lifestyle approach to programming. I mean, I listen to a lot of different things, podcasts and radio, and on the radio side of things, the maturation of the Christian talk format and then the ongoing presence of Christian music programming, especially as Christian music has become at least equal to, if not better, than a lot of the stuff that's out there in other formats and genres. I see that there's a real opportunity for us just to continue to demonstrate truth in a convictional way. And as I said, the unwavering nature of the program of a station, whether it's full music or a mixture of music and talk or full talk, tends to be attractional and tends to develop long-lasting relationships with the listeners. You all are a community highlight, a touch point, a commonality for the masses. I think we're both probably old enough, Steve, to remember when we would all sit around and watch something on TV. Apart from the occasional, you know, terrible catastrophe, we don't have a shared moment around a singular device. We're all on our own devices. And, you know, even if the TV is on, we're looking at the phone. This presents a problem and also brings an opportunity for us, because you and I wouldn't be doing what we're doing if it was just radio. So we're in the communication business and we communicate truth. And so we do want to be relevant and timeless both at the same time. And to the extent that we do that, people will continue to come and consume, and life change is where it's at, Steve, because we're so pleased that the Lord uses what we do here at Focus on the Family to encourage marriages, to equip parents, ultimately to proclaim the gospel. In the last 12 months alone, 173,000 people made commitments for Christ or rededicated their life to Christ. That's phenomenal. And it's beyond our expectations. It's beyond our ability, frankly. It's the Lord using Focus on the Family materials, website, phone calls, counselors, video curriculum, podcasts, articles online, all of that to impact and change lives. And we want to change more lives for Christ.
John, you know, these programs, as I mentioned, they often, you know, whether it's Focus on the Family or other programs that we air, you know, touch on relevant issues and things happening in the news and what have you. I mean, as far as, Focus on the Family's, one of their outlets, I don't need to tell you, is the Daily Citizen, which routinely does that. Mm-hmm. And often I know some of the content there is equally covered on Focus on the Family and other programs. As listeners engage with these programs, how do the programs actually help individuals, the listener, engage with the culture and really grow in their faith?
Yeah, so I think a lot of people make commitments to Christ, and they don't augment that decision by actually following. And so it's kind of a one-time thing, and I keep going on my merry way. You know, we're told in the Scripture to renew our minds, and that begins with the Scripture. And so life change happens when we interact with the Scripture on an ongoing basis. And that might be through a great teaching program. We kind of bake it in for a lot of our shows. We reference the Scripture, we talk about it, but we don't do a lot of Bible teaching on our show. There are many, many other good Bible teachers and programs out there. But what we try to do is bring the truth of Scripture to the relationships that matter in life, the family relationships, you know, the husband-wife relationship, the parents and the kids, the sandwich generation like me. I've got a kid in the home and a mom in a home, not my home, but an assisted living facility. And so these are places of life that have mess and that have an invitation, frankly, for us to lean on the Lord and to hear from Him. And we're so grateful that the programming that we get to do here at Focus is designed to meet a need. And so we hear regularly from parents who say, I didn't know what I was going to do. My child was off, you know, just off doing their thing, a 16-year-old ignoring me. And I didn't know what I was going to do until I heard a show about parenting with strong love and tough love and with boundaries. And I started doing those boundaries things that I heard on the radio. And our relationship has really changed. It's not so contentious anymore because I've let go and my child has realized, oh yeah, he's on the hook for his own decisions. I'm not covering for him. He's old enough to be able to handle the responsibility of owning his decisions. And all of that is part of, you know, preparing a child to launch. And so that's an example of something where the Lord uses a program that we recorded or we've aired, and he brings it to somebody just at a point of need. He does that time and time and time again in our audience, and he does that with me just personally in the studio sometimes with a guest. I think, I'm going to go home and I'm going to talk about this with my family because this is really going to shift kind of our thinking and the way we relate. So we do drip irrigation here at Focus. We do seek life transformation, but we like to just be bringing something every day that offers a chance to win in the relationships and especially to grow as a disciple of Jesus.
All right, listen, if you just tuned in, you may tune in and hear a voice you're very familiar with hearing. John Fuller is the co-host of Focus on the Family, heard weekday mornings at 7 o'clock as well as in your lunch hour at 12 noon. John, we're up against a break. Can you stay with us?
I'd be happy to. Thank you.
All right. We're going to take a quick break and come back with more on ABQ Connect.
This is ABQ Connect.
We're in the midst of a conversation with John Fuller, co-host of Focus on the Family, heard daily at 7 a.m. Monday through Friday on KLYT, as well as noon, whether you're listening at 88.3 FM in Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and Rio Rancho, 88.1 FM in Las Cruces, 90.7 FM for those at Cannon Air Force Base in Clovis in New Mexico, and of course online at klyt.fm. We are in the midst of a discussion about the strength of Christian radio, not only the strength of Christian radio, but the relevance and how essential it is in so many lives. John, I've appreciated the conversation so far. You know, we brought up early in the conversation some of the new ways to consume media, one of them being more of an on-demand type of consumption. And I need to tell you, as a radio programmer, you know, you can easily decide you're going to buck against that. And I want to tell you, at KLYT, and I think this is found somewhat in the article that the study that we referenced earlier from the Pew Research Center in NRB.
Yes.
Our goal is primarily to deliver the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I, you know, from time to time, one of the terrestrial delivery methods that we use, the frequencies I just mentioned, you know, there's technical difficulties. They're down for a while. And I routinely remind our listeners, they can go to klyt.fm, find the schedule. And on our schedule, we've essentially made an on-demand ability for our listener. They can click on one of the Focus on the Family, for example. Click on that, and it'll take them right to focusonthefamily.com, where they can hear today's content. The heart behind, I think, most Christian radio stations, if not all, is primarily the gospel. We're not that concerned about what's happening technology-wise, and are we becoming irrelevant as far as a method of delivering content? But I think, you know, there's the balance probably of, wise as a serpent, gentle as a dove. And I think people would benefit from connecting with stations like KLYT, not only connecting, but prayerfully supporting organizations like Focus on the Family and radio. I threw out a lot there. I want to give you a chance to respond.
No, I appreciate that. You know, I mentioned we have about 5 million people listening a week, and that's tremendous, and we're so grateful for that. But there are some 75, 80 million self-professed evangelicals in the country. So if we've got 5 million of them, where are the rest of them? They're not listening to us. They're not engaging with our ministry. And so we love for the spotlight to shine on partners like you all who bring us to the community in a way that we can't do. I mean, I live 500 miles away. I can't do anything, or whatever it is, 250 miles away. So it's impossible for me to be with you in the community personally on a regular basis, just like it's impossible for any pastor to be with the members of his congregation, all of them together 24/7, although he could answer the phone at all hours of night and probably does, he or she. But we like to come alongside the church and put the gospel out there for people in a medium that has a lot of people who really aren't solid in their faith listening in. One survey several years ago indicated that probably a third of Christian radio listeners aren't even Christians. They're interested, they're open, they're just not committed. And they haven't decided that Jesus is who he said he was. He's the Messiah. And so, but they're listening. And so we're grateful for that, but we want more people to know. And so, I don't know if y'all do bumper stickers, but if I'm listening in your station in your market, I'd want to put a bumper sticker on just to let people know, hey, when you're in the car, tune over here. I'd love for people to share about how Focus has impacted them and tell a friend how they got parenting, you know, encouragement or courage to be a better parent. Maybe they had a better conversation with their spouse last night because of something they heard on the show. Tell a friend about that. I think if we could just activate the Christian community to all the great resources that are available through stations and platforms like yours, and through programming ministries like ours, there would be a lot of things going on that currently aren't happening because people are kind of caught up in the world's source of truth and not the true source of truth, the Scripture, and the Lord's people.
I think you bring up a great point about sharing content with others. You know, so many listen to Christian radio and are Christians, and you and I have both heard the statistics about how many people in their evangelical Christian walk in their lifetime have actually led someone to the Lord, praying with them as they receive the Lord. And there's so many that I believe are intimidated. You know, they may sound a lot like Moses. You know, I don't have the best working tongue. And I just don't know how to do it. There's ways to practice makes permanent. There's ways to eventually be able to do that personally. But in the meantime, a couple of things. Sure, like you said, John, you can share the content, and you're sharing the gospel in doing that. And I think that's a practical way for listeners to engage with Christian radio and co-labor with the efforts with sharing the gospel.
Yeah. And we have shows that really talk about tough things. We had a show just a couple of weeks ago about artificial intelligence. And we had a lot of good responses to that show. It was absolutely a critical conversation for people to hear about. We've had shows recently about the importance of communication within your family and how to more effectively communicate love and truth in your family. We've had conversations and presentations from Greg Steer, who's an evangelist who really will push you to kind of take a step and make things about faith more naturally talked about in your life, finding ways to connect with people. So we've had John Burke on talking about heaven. A lot of people are thinking about heaven these days because as this subjective truth crumbles, people are starting to realize there's probably something more permanent out there. What is it? We've talked to Lee Strobel about his efforts to disprove the Scripture only to become a follower of Scripture and of Jesus. So we try to bring a lot of things like that to our audience so they're empowered and equipped to live more fully in Christ and for Him, beginning with their family, but certainly for all of us in our neighborhoods and in our community, generally. A lot of opportunities, and tuning in and even just hearing this conversation, I know you're committed to the gospel. You're not just listening out of simple curiosity. You've got something that you're curious about, you're pursuing, and as you continue to renew your mind with biblical truth, God's going to make it clear, how you can share that with others.
Well, if you just tuned in, we've been visiting with John Fuller, co-host of Focus on the Family. The website is focusonthefamily.com. And a reminder, if you want to reach out to the ministry, you can reach them at 1-800-FAMILY. And John, I have one more question totally unrelated to our conversation so far. So before I go there, I do want to throw it back to you in case there's a bow you want to put on that conversation.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Well, we're 49 years old, almost 50 as an organization. And the Lord has not enabled us to have tremendous resources for pretty much every element of life. So if you're single, wishing that you could get married and you need some encouragement, we've got stuff for you at our website. If you're married and you're not quite sure how to handle a certain situation that just arose or an uncomfortable conversation with your spouse, we've got stuff for you. If you're a parent and you don't know what's next because, oh my goodness, this three-year-old, we have something for you. If you're launching a teen into adulthood, we've got lots of good content for you. We get a lot of calls from parents who are struggling to relate to their adult kids. And as Dr. Kathy Cook said, you don't parent adult kids. You're done parenting. Now it's a different role. If you're not sure what that is, we've got help for you. And that ranges from videos and articles and books to our counseling team. In fact, our donor community makes it possible for us to have a counselor give you a call and explore kind of what's going on and offer some insights and some next steps. And that's a free phone consultation when you call 800, the letter A, and the word family. And so God's given us tremendous resources. Let us come alongside and help you and encourage you with your family and with your faith.
And I want to call attention to another resource. I hope our listeners have already put it together. Almost every week on Friday, the second segment of this show is time spent with typically with Glenn Stanton from the Daily Citizen. And, you know, just all the things that he's keeping us apprised of that is relevant in the news and how it impacts your family. So that's just another one of the resources. And, John, this is the question I wanted to ask because I had a great time at NRB visiting with staff from Focus on the Family and getting excited about a new project in the works that so many families who raise their kids watching Adventures in Odyssey have to look forward to. Do you want to give us any updates on that?
Well, sure. I mean, did you get a chance to see the trailer?
I did, and I've shared.
Okay. Well, what did you think of that?
Oh, yeah, the quality production. I love, for those who haven't seen the trailer yet, it is, I don't know if you'd call it a prequel. How are you labeling it?
Yeah, it's an origin story is what we're calling it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's the beginnings of Wit and the ice cream shop and the inventions. It tells you why Wit is like he is, and it introduces you to the cast of characters. This is a wonderfully done animation that's going to be in theaters, and also we're going to have 13 episodes streaming on one of the major platforms or more of the major platforms. All of that is happening this fall, and we're still inviting people to donate to the effort, and you can do that at the website, focusonthefamily.com. And you can learn more about the whole Adventures in Odyssey episode or effort, rather, as we try to reach 7 million new people with the Adventures in Odyssey message and storyline. We have 1,000 radio episodes. Now we're going video, baby, and it's exciting. And we're asking you, our listener, to pray with us for the release. And then when this hits theaters, take some friends who are maybe not yet deep in their faith, but would be strengthened by this wonderful, beloved children's tale.
All right. John Fuller, co-host Focus on the Family, as always, appreciate your time and obviously an open invite. Look forward to having you back on again.
All right, Steve. Thanks and all the best. May God richly bless.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.